Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
In for Greg Corumbus from Radio America, I am Brett Winterbull, joined by Jim Garrity from National Review Online for the Three Martini Lunch Tuesday edition. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Brett, good to hear from you.
That's good to talk to you. All right, let's get going here. I see this bartender making his way with a tray of drinks, and this first one is quite good, quite entertaining. A Senate Democrat leaves a debate in the Senate over fundraising to attend a fundraiser. What are we talking about here? What's this, Jim?
You got another perfect irony. Basically, this is Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat of Rhode Island, who is pushing for greater transparency in campaign donations. Now, you're probably saying, well, wait a second. I thought you already had to disclose these sorts of things. Yeah, the answer is yes. You have to disclose anything you donate to a political campaign above $250. Mm-hmm. And most groups disclose donors. What happens is you get into these nonprofit organizations who see their purpose as voter education. And insist that they're not actually involved in partisan advertising or campaigns, yet they'll run ads like, you know, call President Obama and tell him such and such, or call Mitt Romney and tell him to stop destroying America, and things like that. So Senate Democrats have decided that the preeminent threat to our republic, and you know, after 41 straight months of 8% unemployment, this is what the Senate should be spending its time on. And so they're trying to get a bill that would, you know, force outside organizations to disclose donations of more than $10,000. Now, keep in mind, you could still donate $9,999 and still be perfectly anonymous under this. How this is saving the republic, I don't quite understand. But anyway, Whitehouse, probably the most ironic name in politics, is holding this event, is leading the push for this, and then he has to leave this event to go to a Tony bar located less than a quarter mile from the Senate chamber. This is a popular venue for fundraisers by politicians, lobbyists, political groups, and nonprofits. It's like this group called the Alliance for Health Reform. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound very nonpartisan to me. The answer, Brett, is that, you know, yes, technically they are a nonpartisan organization.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be the first to emphasize that they're not involved in political advertising or things like that. However, Brett, by any chance, could you guess who the chairman of the Alliance for Health Reform is? Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia. So he's the honorary chairman. The actual chairman is James Talon, a name you may not recognize, but I had to look him up. He was in the New York State Assembly as their leader as a Democrat. But that's okay, because I'm sure there are other voices on the board who can balance him out. People like, John Sweeney of the AFL-CIO. Again, nonpartisan, nonprofit group that does not lobby or take positions on legislation, they emphasize. Having said that, they also do a pledge. They ask the president and Congress to take a pledge for real health reform. Now, Brett, you're probably wondering, how could they define real health reform?
Well, yes, what is it?
They want to make sure it gets rid of, quote, biased treatment standards determined by high-priced corporate influence and their lobbying power in government affairs. And if that doesn't sound like, you know,
say what?
Typical anti-corporate claptrap. Then the next thing is that citizen activists scrutinizing all government healthcare spending to determine if the spending is medically necessary.
Oh.
Brett, in the circles you and I travel in, that's called death panels.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
This is the IPAB, IPAB. This group will basically review medical treatment and decide whether it's cost effective. And even if you think it's life saving and super duper and terrific and you're willing to pay for it, they will ultimately take it off the menu, so to speak. So basically, this is an organization that is a lot more ideologically inclined than it may initially appear to be. And White House is off doing a fundraiser for them, but he says it's completely different from all the fundraising and all the political activity that he wants to regulate with his bill. So, and as apparently one of his guys said that, look, there's no line to draw here between the event and the bill.
Oh, nothing to see here. Move along.
Don't draw lines. Put away your crayons. Yes.
Wow. All right. A martini so good, I'm now buzzing. That was so good. I'm out of my mind now. That was great. Unfortunately, Jim, I have a feeling there's a very bad martini coming. It appears to be very dry, probably so dry there may be no moisture in it whatsoever. It involves the current crisis. I'm not going to say global warming. I'm not going to say climate change. I'm just going to say tremendously awful drought, strickening the nation's breadbasket. What's going on here? What's the long-term impact here, Jim Garrity?
Yeah, it's hot out. That's the listeners who have gone outside at some point in the last couple of months probably have noticed that. But look, it's a really bad drought. You're starting, you know, one person is even making the dreaded Dust Bowl comparison. Apparently, it's the worst in about 50 years. Mm-hmm. I will let listeners debate amongst themselves what role they believe global warming or climate change or such things are involved in this. What we know is a little bit more in the here and now is that for an economy that is already on, you know, stumbling along, bouncing along the bottom, stagnating, higher food prices are coming down the pike. Two crops that are being really adversely affected by this are corn, which is, you know, obviously used in all kinds of stuff, not just in, you know, corn products, but corn syrup is used as a sweetener everywhere. And soybeans, and, you know, having once been allergic to soybeans, I can tell you it's in absolutely everything you eat.
Yeah.
It's not just your, you know, your sushi or stuff. It's not just edamame that's going to be affected by this. So two more hits on the American consumer being hit with higher prices for this. One other thing, you periodically hear people saying that the economy is not in such bad shape because gas prices have gone down from the egregious, you know, $4.50 a gallon to the modest $3.30 a gallon. And I don't know about you, Brett. I'm not exactly dancing a jig over $3.40 per gallon.
Yep, $3.59 where I'm sitting. Absolutely. Continue.
You know, that's not exactly, you know, that's better than the misery of before. Modestly worse misery is still pretty lousy. And then, of course, obviously, high price for corn means that all the ethanol prices go up. So gas prices will be going up as well. So.
Well, that listen, that's good then, because we now have a reason to go with the pond scum fuel, because a drought would never affect pond scum. It would affect switchgrass and corn, but pond scum would probably be okay, right? Pond slime?
Look, in the system of politics we have, I suppose pond scum would seem like a very renewable resource. Yes. That strikes me as a bad martini, and obviously there's a very limited ability of what you can do about it, and, you know, the weather is bad and it affects crops, and, you know, the American consumer will pay for the remainder of the summer and, well, probably well into the fall.
Sure we will. I mean, like you said, it's we have a 1930s economy. We may as well have the 1930s weather pattern to go along. It's just unbelievable. All right. Well, listen, that's a bad one. I've broken that glass. I've thrown that thing in the garbage. I'm not interested in that, but I am interested in this very weird martini. I'm getting visions of kissing the president, not getting it right the first time. What's this about, Jim Garrity?
Sure. So last night, President Obama and the first lady and the vice president went to the Verizon Center to watch Team USA basketball in a practice match. I believe it was against Brazil. And, you know, Obama is a big basketball fan. He's there. And they have what you call the kiss cam, in which they have a camera following people around. They show, you know, a couple and they, you know, encourage the couple to kiss. Well, apparently Mrs. Obama and President Obama chose to not kiss. They smiled. He had his arm around her. And the crowd booed. The crowd was disappointed. I don't know. Tensions in the Obama marriage. The good news is that on the second try, they went back to them and they did finally kiss. So all is well. And the president will not be sleeping on the couch tonight. The other thing I was going to say is really good news, Brett. I'm really glad they didn't do the kiss cam when, you know, Obama was sitting right next to Vice President Biden. No. Already in enough trouble, you know, saying that, you know, changing his position on gay marriage, et cetera. Why create any further pressure on him? So,
Jim, to borrow
I'm
a touchstone.
I'm glad to see all is well with the Obamas now.
That's right. And to borrow a touchstone phrase from another time, not that there's anything wrong with that, right? I mean.
Indeed. Indeed. Wow. What Vice President Biden and President Obama choose to do in the privacy of their own home is their business. So.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, listen, this has been an outstandingly fun round of martinis. OK, the bad martini, the drought, that's kind of got me bummed out a little bit. I better switch to, I don't know, something else that doesn't involve anything that requires rainfall. But the rest of it, though, I mean, folks, the good martini, the fundraising debate ended so that the guy can go, White House can go and attend a fundraiser. The bad martini, the drought is costing us in food prices. And then the weird martini, Barack Obama gets a second shot at kissing his wife. Jim, I'll tell you what, I'm having a great time. What do you say we do it all again tomorrow?
Looking forward to it, Brett.
All right, I'm Brett Winterbull from Radio America. That is Jim Garrity from National Review Online. This is the Three Martini Lunch. We'll talk to you tomorrow.